Blog Talk Radio.
It's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers, I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I dragged my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you, it's all you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause bro, fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Get you a award, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Way you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second straw. Store the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as funny as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays, I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like when they find that this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
So I think up next, yeah, we'll just say we go with KMK. Time to get high.
You ain't got no chronic, don't act like you smoke that good shit. KMK, my back up in your ass like a piece of shit. D-Lo, Johnny, Rick, and Daddy is.
It's time to get high, it's time to get high. Need to break your weed out and let the smoke fly. It's time to get high, it's time to get high. Need to break your weed out and let the smoke fly.
Light it up. Here we go.
Back and quit the riff rap. It's like a big flap when you tell some son. No
my promotion to pop. Swift yelled enough, I got the dollar smoking. Why not? Said I just took a hit and I'ma hit it again. Then I'ma pass it to a friend and I'ma hit it again. Yeah, buddy, the bud got me feeling kinda nutty. And a half an hour later, now I'm feeling kinda hungry, point blank. We need to open up a dank bank, cause weed is worth more than gold in the streets of LA. So if you got a fat stack, then use a fat cap. But if you only got a grand, then you're hardly the man. I got big bones filling up another but chronic. And bottles of Grey Goose for my vodka and tonic.
Johnny Ricky and the man.
Yes, what if you're screaming? Sometimes my life is so good, it's like I gotta be dreaming.
Myself to rest, I'm feeling broken, low.
this. When you hit the stage phase, what a poor performance.
If I didn't let you in this booth, you probably couldn't afford this. Look at your fucking music, bitch, you can't even spit a chorus.
Okay, more of us. Dog, you bore us. Why you at home? I'm sitting up on a tour bus.
Yeah, right.
It seems I've lost my way tonight. The lone wolf never felt so cold. I still don't know how I'ma make this right. I'm not in touch with the hell I hold. Sometimes I feel as though I've laid myself to rest. I'm feeling broken, broken down again. Please end me.
I feel like it's slipping. I keep dropping hits that every hit keeps missing. I'm on a dead mission. All my dreams to be fictitious. Feels like hell is risen. I'm stuck with reminiscences of your boy stuck in prison. Getting booked in again at another local division. I gotta mention, yo, I'm in the worst mental condition. Seems to be my repetition. No, for making the worst decisions. Got everyone bitching to get away. I'm just wishing I let it all go just to take this pain away. If it wasn't for my sons, I wouldn't live another day. Your boy is losing faith, depressed and no longer afraid. I'm tired of being a spotless, so all my problems are on display. But still, to your dismay, my heart's still beating, I'm okay. Your boy is still a soldier, holding it down every day. It seems at some point, I would finally catch a break. But instead, all my actions turn out to be a mistake.
It seems I've lost my way tonight. The lone wolf never felt so cold. I still don't know how I'ma make this right. I'm not in touch with the hell I hold. Sometimes I feel as though I've laid myself to rest. I'm feeling broken, broken down again. Please send this.
And we're back. And we got a 618 with us. 618, what's going on? Who this?
Hey, what's up, man?
Holy shit, it's Mumble.
Yep, I'm back, but yeah.
What's going on, man?
Shit, a lot of stuff. I actually just got out of the hospital. I was on the critical floor. Everything, I basically barely going back with paddles, man.
What happened?
I was going to say, actually, I get my test results back tomorrow, but somehow they think I was poisoned, but I think it was off of some of my smoke. They put pesticide on. But hey, I was gonna say you got King Gordy or whatever, like Jigglets.
Nah, not on the soundboard now. I'm gonna try and get it, but might take some time.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I was gonna say I'm not. It's been a while since I've been on here, too, and stuff, but I've had to take care of a lot of business stuff, and taking my cars down the racetrack, too. Actually, I've had you on a few times, even at the racetrack, going down a quarter mile here at Gateway International.
Wait, what about racetrack?
I've actually had your, yeah, I actually got my stereo system in my race car or whatever, and I'll still be bumping as I'm going down the track. All in the crowd, they hear a lot of stuff. But I just got it bumping big time. I got, I don't know, I think 12,000 watts running right now. But it does its job. I still make it down the quarter mile truck at 137 mile an hour last side of this rain at 8.3 seconds.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, but that was just in my Nova. My GTO, it does a lot more than that.
That one's up.
Plus, I'm building one more car right now, my Monte Carlo, and it's old school 76, too. I got a big 502 motor I'm fixing to stick all the way up in it. And, yeah, I'm going to take that thing to the track. But, yeah, how you guys been doing anyway?
We've been good. Got an interview coming up this Friday.
Yeah, because I was like, man, I ain't heard from him in a while. I ain't been on there. I was like, yeah. Every once in a while, I was to, I actually had it hacked in the hospital where I was to a few times, but And they wouldn't even let me leave. I was on the critical floor, everything else, for shit. Things, whatever, 5 weeks or something. And they still want to keep me longer. I signed myself out. I was like, man, I'm going to do whatever. I want out of here. I have things I got to do. And went against Dr. Will, but I signed myself out. I had tears down my throat, everything else. That was weird.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, we actually laid off some of the other stuff. Actually, I don't know if I'm still mumbling as bad right now, but probably not as bad as I was.
Yeah, you're still mumbling.
Well, I did take one nerve so earlier. Usually I've been aiming that on them, but, man, after all the stuff been going on, yeah, I need a nerve pill. Definitely, especially when people, besides robbing other stuff around here, they also was trying to break in the house with my mom that was there, and she's, had a stroke, and she's paralyzed on one side. So, yeah, they were almost getting in until they actually seen me come that way when they were coming through the door with the 9mm Intertech with the whatever suppressor and all that on it, fully automatic. Boy, they took off quicker than shit.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah. I know. They're going after my big buzz and shit. I mean, 12-foot tall, whatever, big-ass fucking skunk buzz besides another one I call Urkel, actually. I'm part of a legalized group now down here on medical marijuana, and I'm actually hooked up with another place, and it's all legal. I'm registered to the TGA, all this stuff, and we're the 21st state to have legalized marijuana. So, yeah, a lot of these people are trying to get everything around here because they know I'm one of the top big-time, whatever, good growers around here. I got my other ones, they're stashed away, but, yeah, there's some good ones. Conspiracy Kush and the fucking Time Wreck, and there's a few other ones. Space Bomb. Yeah, I like that shit. Even Cottonmouth Kings, they actually start buying our stuff. We run stuff partly out of California, dispensaries, everything else. I'll start the dispensary up down here. I'm going to be running that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's what we do, we've been testing it out through California Sunlight Testing, and we're popping up with like 35-37% THC, everything else in it. Even the other part of the medical part, we get CBD, actually, and that's another thing in there, and it's actually to help with nerves, everything else, and all that in the plant. So, I mean, we know what we're doing. We got straight genetics, everything else. Yeah, I've been building up on that, knowing everything about it, doing my own thing, but got these neighbors out here, they're trying to fucking get whatever they can on my crop shit, but I got a few little ones that's around, but I ain't going to be all the way. I got some backup stuff, so. But yeah, I was wondering how you guys were doing and shit. I was like, man, I wonder if they're still going on the air all the way still, because I heard they were losing ratings. But I didn't know how bad it was going down.
Yeah, we're still doing our thing. I mean, we've been doing this since for like 5 years, man.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, if you want, find some music or have some other people on there for a second talking, but probably get some good old music up on there and shit. And I'd find other people trying to get in.
I'm actually about to upload King Gordy's Juggalette right now to the soundboard.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I know.
Well,
I think while I'm doing that,
I think we're gonna play some Twisted with Spider Thing.
they keep calling me free. I'm always creeping real low, looking for flesh to eat. And I can spin webs, they say I'm problematic. Getting caught up in my Iraq, me at a clack static. Tragic how the poison is driving straight to your brain. And the rapper, you with the pain, and it rattles you everything. The gavel's about to bang, look at me as I hang like suicidalists who couldn't handle being strained.
My fascination is growing, exploding into an ocean of dreams. Nothing is ever as it seems, and I believe with the power of arachnid. With the web I could weave, no one can ever escape that. In fact, I was toying with the notion of becoming a black widow tarantula, fighting something I've been cutting at the elbow, sewing up my torso, appendages, needle and thread, muscle and bone.
I'm a spider thing, I'm becoming something
far from amazing,
sick and disgusting. You wouldn't want to get caught in my web.
You wouldn't want to get caught in the web of a spider.
I'm a spider thing, I'm becoming something
far from amazing,
sick and disgusting. You wouldn't want to get caught in my web.
You wouldn't want to get caught in the web of a spider.
My legs move faster than yours, but still I let you through. My webs, they crisp, they cross. The more you squirm, the more energy it costs. My spider sisters tell me that you're ready to go. I'll eat you slow, paralysis is just control. Now you can't move, I got you right where I want you to be. Now your mind, body, and soul belongs to me. Like a white widow, you better than paralyzed. And wrap you in my web just like a spider would a fly. Run your blood into your diet, keep your body for me. And once I get a taste, the craving's only increased.
Nah.
Maintain the prey and just tune up anybody who's running away. Tell them that today is the day. I got 16 eyes and all of them on you. Move slow, that's all you motherfuckers wanna do.
I'm a spider thing,
I'm becoming something
far from amazing,
sick and disgusting. You wouldn't wanna get caught in my web.
You wouldn't wanna get caught in the web of a spider.
I'm a spider thing, I'm becoming something
far from amazing,
sick and disgusting. You wouldn't wanna get caught in my web.
You wouldn't wanna get caught in the web of a spider.
I'm a spider thing, I'm becoming something
far from amazing,
sick and disgusting. You wouldn't wanna get caught in my web.
You wouldn't wanna get caught in the web of a spider.
And we're back. And ghetto. We have our good friend Mumbles up on here with us.
Yeah, what's up, man? I was still telling that song wasn't too bad, but yeah, I ain't actually heard that one yet.
Well, then he should know that.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little bit. My memory was actually.
You let me finish fucking saying something? God damn.
No, I was just saying I lost my memory while I was in the hospital.
I didn't even get finished done saying something and you jumped in.
Oh, I thought you said Mumbles. I thought you were talking to me.
What I was trying to say before I was mumbly interrupted was that I hate spider webs. I hate walking into that shit.
Oh, fuck me too. I had to go in my basement. Spider webs were all over the place, and a couple of spiders. I was like, man, I know I gotta get a broom and sweep the things away just to even get to my pipes and shit. So I had to do a little bit of plumbing and stuff underneath there.
Because fucking, for some reason, spider webs become invisible.
Yeah, I can handle snakes and that, but little spiders, anything, man. I just cannot handle them little things.
Alright,
the thing's going on. But,
random person?
Oh, that was just whatever. My cousin, whatever.
That was just whatever. That was somebody back here.
Yeah, he's my cousin, but I don't know. He's kind of like out there. I don't know. He's took too much acid in the past.
Now, my question is, does he mumble like you do?
Mumbling again. I don't know. I'm fixing to get another phone, though, anyway. You can probably hear me a lot better, but... The thing is, the phone's cheaper, but the price is up higher on the plane for the same thing I got.
I believe the question was, does he mumble like you? The guy tripping back here, you know, seeing Miley Cyrus and Teddy Bears, that guy back here.
Yeah, I'll say he took a bunch a while back, and he ain't how he came down off of the trip in like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, we're not getting an answer to that question, ghetto.
All right, he's just fucking crazy then. he's not on drugs. He's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, he did too much on it. He's still good at doing the bands and all that stuff, whatever, but...
Doing all the bands? What?
Yeah, all he plays guitar, sings, all that, and actually... He was part of Seven Dust for a while, but then man, he went on his own band called Off OPH or something. And I think they broke up and then went another part called Broke or whatever. He started putting new stuff out again. And some of them were even at the gathering or whatever, doing their stuff. Because, yeah, the gathering, I missed part of it, but right the last couple nights I went down there. I was even back there behind the stage or whatever, even at the end with Cottonmouth Kings and D-Loke, all that. And, man, they had a hell of a fireworks show going off then besides everything else. And we was right by the fireworks. I mean, some of those were going off. We all thought we were going to get caught on fire or something. But that was right after ICP played. But that was a pretty good little show. But at least it wasn't as bad as the last few years. I've seen it get pretty nuts the last few years. This one wasn't too bad.
Off to himself.
I'm not even quite sure what we're talking about.
No, I said
I don't either.
I said the gathering. It wasn't too bad this year. I was even back there behind the stage with Cottonmouth Kings. And that's where I was even hanging out and watch a lot of it go on besides ICP playing. And yeah, it was a better whatever gathering than the last couple of years.
Well, at least it was good.
Huh?
Did he just say "ha" to me? And I guess nobody can understand me then, man. But this guy talks clear as day. He said "ha." Damn. Anyway.
But, yeah, I've been kind of staying on the down low, and fucking got my fucking 12-foot fucking plants and shit, though. That's fucked up. I still got some of them, but, yeah, fucking, man, I need my big-ass smoke. I mean, I was going to pull off fucking some pounds off this shit. But,
Havoc, I guess you could say he's growing again.
Oh, yeah. I am one of the biggest PGA whatever groups. I go through another dude also. Subcool, whatever. Of course, I'm going to keep my shout out to Subcool, whatever, man. He helps me out a lot of stuff, man.
I was actually referring to that ICP song, Growing Again.
Oh, the Diesel? You saying the Diesel Kush?
What?
Hold on, who? What the fuck?
I thought you said something about Diesel. I was going to say, yeah, I had some
Diesel.
Whatever. Yeah, Diesel. There's a strain called Diesel. Where there's
man,
power
man,
Diesel.
I don't know anything about fucking weed, man.
Oh, really? Almost all of them smoke weed. They're in whatever ICP and different stuff. Not all of them, but most of them.
So you can name all the names in the world, man. I ain't gonna know.
Well, I got really far into it and all this, so they're actually going to have me run a part down here because we're the 21st state and I'm just getting my legal paperwork all the way through. I'm already registered in the state of Illinois for it and I think it's going to cost me $66 to have my little license and that after 1 year then it's only $22 to renew it. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing, too. I'm posting up Suicide Hotline on this motherfucker's stats. Once again, for the third or fourth time already.
I mean, who's talking about killing themselves now?
Luke Irish Hickman. Again.
These people need to get off the internet, man.
Come on, but like every single time he's looking in the fucking chat, all we see is him wanting to fucking kill himself.
Oh, and did you notice that picture we commented on yesterday? nobody said anything back to me.
Oh, but come on,
we shut that fucking picture down, man.
Yeah, we did. Finally.
Now that's what I like to see, because there was only one picture in the past like week about that Smasher Patch bullshit, and now it's gone, and people are just posting whatever they usually post. So that's a good fucking thing, except for the whole wanting to die.
Yeah. You should try suicide.
But I wonder if it's like my cousin. He always is saying he wants to die until I put a loaded gun in his hand. And I say, go ahead. And whenever you keep saying you want a gun to shoot yourself, he dropped that thing in the ground. Say, get that thing away from me. I was like, you keep saying you want to kill yourself? I knew it's scaring him or whatever.
See, exactly. Yeah. Once they're finally faced with it, they don't want to die anymore.
Yeah, get that away from me and everything else. Like you just said a few minutes ago, you want to go and shoot yourself, whatever. I'm like, right, here you go.
See?
Yeah.
You cured him.
Now, do us a favor and go cure up these fucking these dumb motherfuckers on Facebook.
And while you're at it, go do the same therapy for them. Go give them a loaded gun.
Yeah, that's what I did. Immediately he dropped it and all that. And I know a couple other people that kind of done that same thing in the past. And yeah, you put that loaded gun by him and all that thing, and you can tell sometimes when they're serious or not. But yeah, they drop it, say, get away from me, anything else. And it's like, man, they all keep on saying they want it. You bring it to them, no, get that away from me. Get out of the house, whatever.
What I was like many, many years ago when this dude, he decided he wanted to kill himself, and he went down behind this mini-mart down the street down here, and he shot his fucking brains out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, see, around here, we got a lot of these little dudes they're smashing people in the head with bricks and crushing their skulls and tried robbing them afterwards.
Speaking of that, yeah, there's an incident over here, too, man. These people fighting over a girl and some shit, and then this one dude got bricked to death. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do around here. But a couple of them barely lived right now. Some in critical condition, but they're still living. And one of my exes, she just, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, she was in St. Louis County and was making her way back over this way, and someone pulled her out of her car, took a box cutter, and split her whole jaw, eye, part of her neck, and cut part of her hair off and all that. And even around her eye was still in there, but it was almost hanging out. And they did it just to rob a little bit of jewelry off of her and try to get her car.
They almost cut her eye out for what?
Getting jewelry and taking her car. They cut her jaw, her neck, everything with a big box cutter, dug it deep where you could see just the bones, everything else.
But why did they do that?
They wanted the diamond rings off of her. And they wanted her car.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff's been going on around this area. So,
Has anybody ever noticed that Jeff Foxworthy is fucking cross-eyed?
Really? That's what you bring into this conversation?
Yes.
But no,
you might be a dumbass if you ask that kind of question right now.
But no, I never seen cross-eyed.
But no, I never realized that Jeff Foxworthy was cross-eyed.
Yeah, but like, I'm watching the Comedy Central roast of Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah, those, you know, Auntie have had some of the roast or whatever. I remember when they do some of the, I guess, porn actresses up on there, too, or whatever. They really get going on.
Only porn actress I know that was up on there was fucking Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pamela Anderson was one. They had also another one. I can't think of who that one was right now. There's a few of them. Some of them were the older ones, whatever, like Tara Patrick and all that. They had her also a little bit. But
I don't think they ever did a comedy roast of her, but I know they did a comedy roast of Roseanne.
Did they? I didn't know that one.
Roseanne wasn't in porn, though.
I don't know, man. Fucking, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of fat guys fucking found her sexy as all hell, just fucking, you know, sitting there, like, you think, you know, just eating like a fried chicken.
They would find it sexy that she was eating some fried chicken?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be sexy. What the fuck?
Man, when I was in the hospital, there was this big black girl, whatever, also soothing, trying to even hit on me or something, all this stuff, and I know she's going to lock the door and try to attack me or whatever, but she's like, don't let me worry, you know, just leave fried chicken or whatever bother you or something. But then she was like trying to attack me. I was like, oh, hell no. Fucking.
Did you say she was trying to trying to strangle you with fried chicken?
No, she was saying don't let the bull chicken or whatever pull me, because she eats a bunch of it, supposedly, and she's a pretty big girl or whatever and all that shit. And then she was trying to climb on top of me in the bed. She was supposed to be a nurse. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hell no. I was like, I ain't that fucked up yet.
he was getting flattened for some chicken.
Hell no. Like, I ain't. Well, actually, the food they served, I probably would have traded for damn chicken. That shit was fucking terrible. Everything
bitches
they serve.
Looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
Actually, I even had them sneaking me in, whatever, a few times, or whatever, Big Macs, or whatever, and all that shit. I was like,
the fuck?
I know.
Naming off all his food?
Yeah, they had those of turkey, the chicken, some other stuff, hamburgers, and I swear, even the hamburger and all that was all made out of the same weird ass meat. That was like turkey or something, but as soon as you actually bite into it and do anything, it didn't taste exactly right, but it was all just like fibrous kind of meat. And I'm like, man, hamburger meat ain't like this.
Well, is that true, Havoc? You worked in the kitchen in the hospital. Is it all the same stuff?
No, I don't know what fucking hospital he went to, but that's when I worked at full game. Yeah, we actually had some good food.
Yeah, I think it, this other one in St. Louis, I was at, was Barnes or whatever before. And they had better food and stuff, but St. Louis University, man, they got some shitty ass shit.
Well, there you go. There's your reason. St. Louis University, it's a part of a college. They usually have fucking shitty food for school sometimes.
No. Well, St. Louis University is a big hospital, but they do have a couple of neurologists and other stuff. They're learning stuff, just coming there to see what condition you're in, learning about other stuff and all that. But I was on the critical floor on that, though. I mean, when my heart stopped and everything else, even here, they actually busted a fucking, some of my teeth out, shoving a tube down my throat and all this stuff, too, just to get me to breathe. And when I got there, when I woke up, I remember I hooked up to fucking every kind of machine I could even think of besides ones I ain't never seen before. And it was just weird. I was like, man, what the hell's going on? I didn't even name off a bunch of stuff I had at my house. I'm like, oh, man, I hope they didn't fucking go through all my stuff and fucking take my plants and all the stuff. I was like, man, I didn't know what. Finally, I had somebody come by here and check on some stuff, and then they went ahead and came up there and let me know it was all still there. It was just weird.
Really not quite sure why they would even go to your house.
Oh, 911 was actually called or whatever, because when I had the seizure and something else. My heart stopped actually in the house.
So you were at your house. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, I was actually supposedly died here or something, and they were using paddles on me, even ambulance, getting out here, and they took me to the hospital by here, then they transferred me to another one. They couldn't do that much, so they had to put me over at St. Louis University.
And jeez, man, you all around the damn place in hospitals.
Yeah, I know. Usually I don't like heights either, but at least I was actually knocked out on the one going to St. Louis University because it was on a helicopter. I don't like whatever, I don't think helicopters that much. Nah, so they're going really fucking high. Also, I remember you said something about the King Gordy or whatever, but one thing you might have on hand, I don't know, what about Zug Island Field?
Wait, what? Did you just request a song?
Yeah, I was saying, do you happen to have a Zug Island in the name of the song is Feel?
Do you have the song Feel on the soundboard, Havoc?
No, I do not. I have, let's see what we got here. We got Sunny Day, Always, Fire, Saved, Fly, Why, Suicide, Licks of Flames, Can't Change, and I Found You. And we do have King Gordy on the soundboard now, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, I know if you have King Gordy up or what, but hey, have you ever tried Spotify?
The what?
It's a program, like you can connect to Facebook if you want and all that, but it's called Spotify.
Never even heard of it.
It's for music, and a lot of times you can find all that on, like, the laptop or whatever, or computer. Put it in, you got everything you want. A lot of times I pay $10 a month, I have a commercial free, and all the music I can think of, I just type it in automatically, boom, right there.
Yeah,
that's the first time I heard of that.
Yeah.
Really? Man, it's popular all around this place.
Well, then again, I don't usually listen to, like, radio stations anywhere.
Well, they do have even a radio part on there. If you like it, you can give it a plus. If you don't like it, give it a minus. And actually, you kind of build, like, your own little radio station for you.
Well, that's what we do with JR. We built our own radio
station. Yeah, that's pretty much what we do here. No commercials.
Yeah, but even the other songs, if you just want the actual album right there, you just download the whole entire album, everything else, and so if you want it commercial free, it's $10 a month, and all the albums you want.
Yeah, fuck that.
Whole album.
Something like that.
I got over 15,000 songs at least, whatever, on part of mine. And I actually even ran to my phone, just like other stuff, and all of it. Just anytime I want, I just play it, whatever. But yeah, it's a pretty good program. Just like all the songs you said you didn't have aware at the time, automatically they'd be right there. All you gotta do is they play it, go right through your stuff, and it'd be right on.
Yeah.
A lot of it's all unedited and all that too, so it ain't really just edited stuff.
I say we get some King Gordy. Here we go with Juggle That.
Well, how you doing, Mr. Juggalette? Face painted, looking all sexy with the hatchet tatted on your breast.
You are my morbid thing, my horrorcore queen, my wicked witch of the Midwest, my East Coast mistress, my down-south thick breast juggling. But when I'm out west, I love to rub against your ass. You are so gothic, my dick is getting hard, I can't stop it. Baby, you are the hottest. They say you always making songs for the juggalos. What about us pretty girls in the front row? King Gordy, you on fire, we can smell smoke. Baby, I keep the fire. Just inhale slow. Now when we get to the hotel room, I assume we'll be eating these mushrooms. Then I'll be fucking you. You say you got a boyfriend, we'll give him something to do. Stand outside and watch my truck and don't move. You say I ain't the best. All you do is talk about me. Then I ain't even famous yet. But your girlfriend still gon' jock me. Don't get mad cause I'm juggling. Knows each and every song that I sing. I am a star. That's why a girl is in my car and she's giving me
a hand. I've never had this type of love before. After this, I shall love no more. Let her on stage. Come on, baby, dance with me. Wiggle that ass for me. Waiting to back for me. I'll be on my way to show you something. And when the show is over, oh yes, we gon' be fucking. My name is Cobain. I don't care if you got a man. I'm a rock star, pretty sure dude understand. But if not, security will put their fucking hands on his ass so fast he won't have a second chance. Now me and you can continue our little romance. This is wicked stock. Let go, they play in your pants. When I'm in Denver, Colorado, I can hear it in dance. The bagel lovers know all them juggalettes. And damn, it feels so good. I never felt this happy inside. I wanna take a juggalette as my bride. Will you marry me? You say I ain't the best. All you do is talk about me. And I ain't even famous yet. But your girlfriend still gon' jock me. Don't get mad cause you're juggalette. Knows each and every song that I sing. I am a star. That's why a girl is in my car and she's giving me air. You say I ain't the best. All you do is talk about me. And I ain't even famous yet. But your girlfriend still gon' jock me. Don't get mad cause you're juggalette. Knows each and every song that I sing. I am a star. That's why a girl is in my car and she's giving me head.
And we're back.
That was pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely like that Juggalette song better than the Boo Clan Juggalette song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's actually one of the better ones off of the Running Cross.
I think there's only like two Juggalette tracks out there, unless there's more people trying to create other ones.
Oh. Yeah, I got more I thought of, but I can't think of them right now. I got them all listed in there, but in the house anyway. Because a lot of them I ain't even got anyway. But yeah, you never heard of Spotify, though.
Oh, never heard of Spotify.
Man, that's weird. A lot of people, they know about it. They're right up on it. Right, you can actually download the free part, but yeah, you only pay $9.99 a month, whatever, and you get all unlimited. Even like the King Gordy, you get the full album. Anybody you want actually gets full album though too, but I got a certain Juggalo site even here. I can actually broadcast stuff and I got a lot of it. I think I got 1,019 subscribers on one part and 22,000 something on the main part. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them around here that like it. Of course, I do kind of broadcast everywhere, just like I can find your website a while back. Go back.
Do you come with sometimes? Excuse me, sir. Do you come with subtitles?
Subtitles. No. But some of the videos actually I've been putting out have got subtitles on some of the bottom ones. That's when I'm around down in Nashville, Tennessee, and part of Kentucky. Because I actually went to Weather Bud Fest down there and all that. And that was a wild-ass motherfucking place, but I don't know if you've heard of Moxie Creek or whatever. But a couple of my family, and yeah, they put out a lot of stuff, and they're actually getting pretty big. They work with Moonshine Bandits, which Big V also does, too, and a couple other ones. Daddy X, actually, from Combat Kings, actually, you know, called Fire It Up. But yeah, I might get off here for now, but I'll still be listening, or whatever, probably on my laptop or something. But I got a lot of trimming to do, too, while I'm doing this. I'll holler back at you pretty soon. I still have your stuff going also, so I'm just going to get off here for now.
Alright, man. Have fun.
Hope you have a good one, man. Try to keep that shit going. Yeah.
We're trying, man. We're trying.
Oh, I know. I don't say you ain't doing too bad if you still got it going on like that shit.
Bunch of other radio stations are trying to take us over, but it's not working.
Yeah. I think I actually heard something about that a while back, and yeah, bite their asshole. Don't let them.
wait, a while back, man. This just happened in the past, like, week or two.
Yeah. Well, see, I heard about it about a month ago.
Is there something you know that we don't know?
A lot of times I do know a lot of stuff. I know a lot of different bands. Also,
can you see the future?
I actually, a lot of times go backstage whenever they're there. They can send me VIP. I don't have to pay for VIP. They send them to me or whatever. And I go backstage and everything else. I learn a lot of stuff, too. That's what they're talking about. Even some of that, they're actually talking about the Juggalo Radio stuff. People trying to get in and take over. I was like, man, I already know what one that is. I was like, yeah, you don't need to take that over. Because they ain't going to know what the hell they do. It ain't going to be like your show or whatever. Here's a little bit better than what they're going to try to put up.
Our show is a lot better than anything people try to put out.
I get up here, whatever. I just put it on regular radio while I'm doing my trimming, but all right, you all soon.
All right, man.
Take it all easy, man.
All right, thank you.
You
too. All
right, later. Yay! Now we got to understand things again.
Maybe.
That's what that motherfucker makes my head hurt.
No, he's not that bad. Can't really make your head hurt if you don't know what he's saying.
Exactly. That's why I said he makes my head hurt because I see what the fuck he's trying to say.
As where there's other people that, you know, just talk constantly. Now those people are shit.
I mean, he talks constantly, just don't know what the hell he's saying.
So if we learned anything about Randy Orton tonight, it is you don't give him new cars.
Yes, 1,000 times.
Because he once had a race car that Kofi Kingston destroyed.
Yeah, I remember that.
And now he has an Escalade that Daniel Bryan destroyed.
Oh, man. You know, I missed that one fucking him and fucking Triple H was actually fucking butting heads and whooping each other's asses. Now they're fucking all gay, lovey-dovey shit.
What the hell did JBL say about Michael Cole? He said, you got the rhythm of an elephant, or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
wouldn't he have to be the size of an elephant to have the rhythm of an elephant?
I guess not. Man, did you see Daniel Bryan fucking straight up raiding fucking Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Fucking flew right into him. He went flying.
Oh man, that was perfect.
I was like, damn. Fucking turned into Raiden real quick.
Yeah, I know, right?
Then he was on the top, bro. Fucking German suplex off the top. Jeez.
That was just fucking nuts.
Well, if you want to call it a German suplex, since the dude flipped.
Well, yeah.
Like some type of other suplex.
Hey, we got Casket tuned in right now. He's sending a track my way for us to play up on here. So I got to download it and upload it.
Well, welcome to your funeral.
All right, I'm downloading it now. I'll upload it in a minute. Once it's finished downloading, but I guess it's by the newest artist, SGC. Whatever SGC stands for. Downloaded. It ran off too. Maybe it's in downloads or something. I'll just play it. I'll finish off watching the rest of Digimon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, I got bored listening to fucking Mumbles talk, because I couldn't figure out what the fuck he was saying to half the sentences, so I just started watching Digimon.
So instead of listening to him talk, you put on a shitty fucking cartoon?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
He's in the other folder. Or maybe I'll just play. I'll go get me some fucking iced tea. Okay, SGC apparently stands for Steady Going Crazy. Steady Going Crazy.
Are you gonna press play?
Oh, since I have to upload it. I just downloaded it just now.
You just said you were playing something. What are you playing?
Oh, I'll play something. I'll play Tech 9, The Beast.
Insanity at its finest. Firestar, Riot Maker, Moonstricken, Animal Need, Bad Seed, Untamable.
Everybody around me always think they know what's going on inside my mind. Think I'm just a nice guy all the time. How to say on diary, you think you know, but you have no idea.
Time to go home. Get busy, must make no dough. She will be shaking your flow. Come against me, that's a no, no.
Woman's rosy punani on the dance floor all the way in VIP. I'm a rapper, I can snatch her, and she will leave with me because of my stature. Now everybody move, everybody bounce, whoever the Nina choose, we about to pounce with the the war. I'm 51 in the bottle. I call him fully. Let me hit this model in the throttle. I like all women, tall women, and small women. Your doctor. Let technique tease your chakra. Species release. Freaks please. The monster. Petite beast feet. These G's will rock ya. Handcuff a buster. Don't trust her. Round these hustlers. Homie, don't be a sucker. When your love, but they take a need as a brother. She trying to say that I rush her. Then trust her.
Handcuff your hoe. Must make more dough. We will be shaking your flow. Come against me, that's a no, no, no. Cause I'm a baby, I'm no hoe. Get busy, must make more dough. We will be shaking your flow. Come against me, that's a no, no.
I'm out to get that money like a robbery. Now I got it, all my enemies wanna clobber me. Squalor be harder, we need dollars camaraderie. The hotter the salary, the larger the lottery. Need gen, pins, twins, gotta succeed. Ben, G's, Ben, Frank. We grim, cheese, and banks. Breathe, then we win, thanks. Hungry like the wolf in need, but I give money to my cooks in need. I live in Sherman Oaks, but from Kansas City. I'm his home, Cali is business, but man, it's pretty. I ain't lying, y'all. Monster for money for mine, y'all. If I wasn't getting money, I'd do time, dog. You never see the nine fall big house. Wood floors made, cleaning the bitches with pine saw.
Back up, go home. Get busy, must make more dough. We will be shaking your flow. Come against me, that's a no, no, no. Cause I'm a baby, come go home. We will be shaking your flow. Come against me, that's a no, no, no. I'm a beast.
In this industry is no kin to me. Behold the flow of the century. But they scared of me, rappers they don't compare to me. Fair to be said that he dares to be sincerely a rarity. Check the sound scan, look around, man. Wake up, look at your Jacob, you and killer clown land. Face paint and juggalettes with bubble butts. And we rock it for the ditty women in a button up. Hands down, we rock harder than Kiss. But rap be cutting crystal. Can I get two stumps and a clap in this bitch? Need a shot to the top, cause the plot's to get rich. Tell ya, executive, I'm next for this. Success it is, yes, the best pretend. This ain't Baptist, put a castle of Methodist. This is a beast, baby, out, let me exit it.
Alright, y'all, we're back. And this track should be uploaded now, so we get up to it. Almost there.
Yeah, in the meantime, listen to Gail G's version of Jeopardy.
My version? It's not like it's any different.
Sure it is. Yours is the ghetto version there.
Oh, fine. What other music is there?
That works. Well, Doug here is in his world. Here we go with SGC Child's
Play. Peggy Big Nose!
Everything I'm spitting is real.
I'm coming with some shit, yo, but it ain't about movement. I fell in love once, now I wanna drown Cupid. Y'all sound stupid, get out the way, I'm hopping in. These will spit something that someone could even comprehend. I'm on the pot again and know there ain't a train attached. Even with your chick smacking on her naked ass. You can take that however you wanna take it as. Bring your money, motherfucker, bet I'll take your cash. Ante up, and then you better back on up. Cause me and my homies all over here, we acting up. Y'all whack as fuck, plus you all a fake home. I ain't a joker, motherfucker, I ain't James Holmes. But I'll break bones, take lives, get zone, lay pipe. And your girl sticking like a steak knife. Yo, I stay right, drunk as hell a mile away.
running through your house like it's fucking child's play.
Fall back with a split, in the mire my shit. Child's play to me, homeboy, please believe me. Put me in the booth and I go to your wave files. Everything I'm spitting is real. Fall back with a split, in the mire my shit. Child's play to me, homeboy, please believe me. Put me in the booth and I go to your wave files. Everything I'm spitting is real.
Even on writer's block, I got hella rhymes. I'll make you melt inside with some text and formaldehyde. If you think I'm playing, you're gonna learn stupid. When I turn Lucius, you'll be in the burn unit. Rolled up in a black band in need of a CAT scan. A fat bag is good weed, green leaves and a backpack. They've been killing the community. I'll let a hooker float, no need to sugarcoat. I got the perfect joke. My plane crashed right before I started killing. It was a perfect storm, now I'm drowned with Wilson. We'll make the world worse. Yup, starting with your girl first. We'll take her in the alley, steal a ring, pearls and purse. This country's gone to shit. That's the truest statement. We got beer and vodka chilling on a soup with Satan. We could lead the nation, just give us one turn. I spit so hot, I get my mic sunburned.
Fall back with a split, in the mire of my shit. Child's play to me, homeboy, please believe me. Put me in the booth and I go to your wave files. Everything I'm spitting is real. Fall back with a split, in the mire of my shit. Child's play to me, homeboy, please believe me. Put me in the booth and I go to your wave files. Everything I'm spitting is real.
And we're back. So good, man. What you think?
If you drowned Cupid, wouldn't it be child abuse?
Sure.
No, I don't know. It was a good song, though. Pretty short, though. But it was a good song.
That's definitely good, though. I like it. But it definitely was a little short. Maybe we'll get some.
What is that? Someone in trouble. Well, thanks for telling us, Lassie. Which way? Have you stuck in the well?
What the fuck? Why is it I'm the one stuck in the fucking whale? In a whale.
Yeah, you stuck in a whale, man. You stuck under a fat bitch, man. A whale, man. You stuck in
a... What's going on, Kev?
Yo, what's up, guys? So how'd you guys like that track?
It's a good song, man. What'd you say about Cupid on there? You're gonna drown Cupid?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was my group. Said he going crazy. They're gonna drown Cupid, you know.
That would be considered child abuse.
In a way, I guess, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So yeah, that's just a sampler for what's to come, yo. There's an EP where there's no set date yet for it. But we're looking to drop it maybe late September, 5-6 song EP.
Is there going to be anybody else on that track?
We're working on it right now. Psychotic from Nocturnal Records has agreed to do a song with them. Black Waltz has agreed to do a song. We're not sure when that's going to get done, though. This one, the EP, is going to be free for promotional uses only. Pretty much just to give out to everybody, to let everybody know, you know, said he's going crazy is here. We're here to stay.
It's always good.
Yep.
Always got to enjoy free music.
Yeah. Once we get that all situated, I will hook you guys up with that. No issues at all.
Well, if you guys got any Halloween-type tracks, you can send one our way.
I can do that right now. Hold on a second. I got a when I was in the Cell Block Psychos group, I got a song called Give Me Your Treats.
There we go. Got a track already.
All right, let me get it. Hold on. I'll send it over to Havoc.
My question is, have you ever been stuck in a whale?
Have I been what?
Have you ever been stuck in a whale?
I can't say I have, my friend. I'm sorry.
Well, apparently Havoc has.
Has he now? What is he? What is he, Jonah?
I guess.
Sure.
He was trying to free Willy again.
Oh, I mean, you know, I meant to say well, but I ended up saying whale for some odd reason.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go, Havoc. It's on your Facebook.
All right, I'll grab it in a minute.
Yep. But yeah, that was the song I sent you was the group I used to be in. It was just me and my boy Lunatic Larry about 2 or 3 years ago, but I've since retired from making music, and now I'm one of the bosses.
So is this the same person we were talking to the other day?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it might have been somebody else.
No, it's Casket, yo.
I'm not even quite sure I even knew what your name was at that point.
Yeah, just call him Casket.
Yeah. I'm going to try to call on you guys this show at least once a week.
Are you the person that got added to the asshole picture?
Yes, I am. Because I'm an asshole.
How'd you enjoy that picture?
I fucking loved it.
And there's a lot of comments on that.
Yo, I get called an asshole like three to 50 times a day, so no big deal.
Damn, what the hell do you do?
Yo, I'm an asshole, man. I'm the boss of fucking, I'm half owner of Straight Jacket Records. I gotta be an asshole, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to be an asshole. You choose to be an asshole.
No, sometimes some of these guys that are working underneath us, they're not exactly easy to work with, you know what I mean?
Man, nobody's easy to work with.
Hell no.
Sometimes I gotta be a little pushy, you know? It took me a week to get that track out of fucking Steady Going Crazy.
Man, that ain't nothing, man. People been waiting months on some shit.
Oh, I know. Well, our mixtape's dropping September 3rd, and it's free download. It's coming right up, yo.
Yeah, so anybody listening should probably go download that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think... how many people are listening in? Like, one?
Yeah,
okay,
two.
The spirits that are listening.
So how did your interview go yet last night?
Last night?
With Fla. Was it last night or the night before you had it? Fla.
When was it? That was Friday.
Yeah.
Was it? Damn, where the fuck was I?
It's a good question.
Damn, I remember seeing it, but I don't remember. It. I thought it was yesterday. Wow.
It was an interesting interview. To say
oh,
yes.
You guys get some people listening in?
We had like two people.
Yeah.
So, no offense to Fly or anything, but I'm guessing it wasn't that popular. He's not that popular. They're not that popular an artist, huh?
I don't know. There's a lot of people that like them. They just didn't tune in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there's a difference between...
Sometimes there's assholes that don't mix with other assholes, you know?
That is correct.
And then it makes for a very awkward interview, I guess.
It really does.
Oh, was it awkward? Was there,
yeah,
was there a whole lot
kinda,
of
it kind of was,
pauses?
Man. Like, I don't even know. I got, like, bullshit answers for, like, you know, questions that I asked.
Would you just ask him, like, legit questions, and he's like, well,
I got to ask like 3 questions, and I was bored, but the answer is like, what the fuck?
Well, sounds like somebody you probably don't want to come back on your show anymore.
But then, like, towards the end of the show, we had the drummer finally tune in, and he actually talked for, like, another hour, but he wasn't that bad, though.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
Well, some people are just, I guess they're not very well with interviews.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say about that interview. Like, usually interviews go real smoothly here, but some, I guess, are just whatever.
A couple months back, I did an interview with Hatchet's Wicked Shack, and I ended up going to this dude's house to go do the interview. And I was there for 2.5 hours just talking to the dude and videotaping. It was just pretty much a conversation between him and I. That went for like 2.5 fucking hours. And,
Wait, hold on. Is that like broadcast through like Tiny Chat?
I don't know what he broadcasted through, but like it's like a video thing. But like we sat there for like 2.5 hours just talking like bullshit. Like he got me talking shit about like fucking, he got me to talk shit about Necro and shit.
Necro, man, the ABC rapper.
Yeah, don't get me started with that idiot.
What's rap like him? Bat, cat, rat.
1 + 1 = 2.
Actually, in that video, I like put out a challenge to Necro. I was like, dude, if you can do anything better than, if you can rap better than me, I will completely retire from doing music in general. And of course, no answer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just one of the dudes I don't like either.
Yeah. Well, the Hatchet Wicked Shack works with Mars with like selling, like they sell his like charms and shit. And like I went off about Mars about how, remember when Psycho Sam killed his girlfriend and all them? Well, he fucking went on CNN and his mask on and all this shit, like fucking talking like, man, I don't kill people and shit. And I'm like, man, that was so stupid.
I don't know, man. I don't know why they interviewed him.
Mars got heated with that shit. I actually got a personal message from Mars like, why are you going to be out there talking shit like that? And da, 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 da. I'm like, look, dude, I think personally my opinion, which I'm entitled to, is that you're a fucking idiot. You should have went up there, took your fucking mask off, and told him, look, I'm a normal person. Just because I rap like this doesn't mean anything. You know, people have made horror movies for, hundreds of years. But you put it on a CD in rap format, and everybody loses their fucking minds.
Uh-oh. Somebody found the Joker picture.
Yes. I shared that actually on our page. Because it's true, man.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I sat there talking to him about that, and he finally came through and like agreed with me, like, yeah, you were probably right, I should have done that. And I'm like, well, yeah, man. I'm like, you just like kind of went up and was like an idiot for everybody in horrorcore.
What else?
Well, he's an idiot.
Like the same thing when they attacked ICP about that shit, too.
Of course he's going to attack ICP about that shit, because ICP is the biggest name right now out of horrorcore.
No, I'm saying about the, interview people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they...
Yeah, but they were stupid about it, too. You gotta admit. The one he had with Bill O'Reilly, he's like, you told this kid, have his balls dropped yet? And, like, I started bursting out laughing. I'm like, for real? And he's like, yeah, I did. Like, it was no thing. Like, okay, cool. You know, it's funny as hell. And he said, I thought it was funny. But at the same time, it's like, man, you just got fucking put on national news in front of millions of people showing that you told the kid, asked the kid if his balls dropped yet. No wonder why you're the most hated fan in the world.
Well, you know, for being the most hated people in the world, man, I mean, they sure got a lot of fans and make a lot of money.
That is true. That's where I don't hold against them. I think it's funny as hell. I thought it was funny. It was just like stuff like that. Of course, it's not really their fault because these guys like Bill O'Reilly are going out of their way to get reaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Violent J actually handled it pretty coolly. He just like, yeah, what kind of kid doesn't hear that at 12 years old? Which is true, I was 12 years old. I think I I said some pretty nasty shit when I was 12, more than I do now.
You know, you don't say nasty things now?
Not as much, no.
That's a bit strange.
Yeah, well, when you got an old lady,
say,
man, you got an old lady
when you were
kids.
12, man.
Well, when you got an old lady and kids, man, shit changes.
I guess you become a role model now.
I don't know if I'm a good role model, but I try.
Yeah,
well,
he tries.
Yeah, I was a role model to my brother's
spark,
kids, and now they're all juggalos and juggalettes. I brought him to the dark side with cookies, you know.
So you bribed him with cookies?
I said I brought him to the dark side with the cookies.
Well, we brought people to the dark side for our music.
That's right.
Well, and cookies, too, but...
I was going to say, dude, you got to have the cookies. What about Kool-Aid? You got the Kool-Aid?
I would have it, but have it keeps drinking it all.
That motherfucker. Yo, you got to spare up that great Kool-Aid, yo.
Man, great. But are we trying to bring in juggalos or black people?
I don't know. Where are we going with this?
Well, I mean, considering the fact you said grape Hawaiian punch.
Well, actually,
that's why I asked. Are we trying to bring in the juggalos or bring in black people?
Well, you know, you got your rare black juggalo, so.
I met one. I worked with one once, and he was fucking weird.
He was fucking weird.
That's okay. We actually used to have one that tuned in almost every single night, but then he just stuck.
What are you talking about, man? We got at least a couple.
Well,
what's that?
Well, the one I'm referring to is Alcatraz.
Oh yeah, him too. Yeah, see, there's another one. I was thinking like Chill too. He's another one.
Oh yeah,
Atrocity Child.
Ooh.
You're from Connecticut. You must know Atrocity.
Atrocity Child? I've never even heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Connecticut, man. I talk to him on Facebook every once in a while. He works for the Straight Jacket Records street team. He actually was sending me pictures and shit from when he went to the gathering.
Wait, he sent you dishes? What did you said?
No, he was sending me pictures of when he went to the gathering.
Oh.
Dishes? What the fuck?
Yeah, he comes over and does my dishes. That is terrible of you to say. Jesus Christ.
The hell are you doing over here, Havoc? Quit making food.
Well, I'm having me some frog and ice cream.
Oh, God.
You don't like ice cream?
Who the fuck doesn't like ice cream?
I don't know. You seem very upset.
Yeah,
I am not upset. You know, maybe it's because I want some ice cream.
Oh, okay.
You go to Ben and Jerry's.
Maybe I don't have ice cream.
Well, go to Ben and Jerry's or Baskin Robbins or Friendly.
You ever seen horror memes, pictures they make of the Ben and Jerry's horror style?
No.
They have like Halloween. They make the fake like Ben and Jerry's pints, and it's like Halloween pumpkin flavored ice cream with like a cherry swirl to it. It's actually pretty cool. Though I don't think I'd like pumpkin flavored ice cream.
Get pumpkin flavored ice cream.
It's like a fake thing. It's not real. It's like shit. They keep tagging it to Ben and Jerry's to try to give them ideas to make ice cream.
Yeah, it was either I have ice cream or I have some fucking peanut butter crunch.
Peanut butter crunch.
Yeah, it's like cinnamon toast crunch and stuff. Not really.
Huh?
It's like cinnamon toast crunch except in peanut butter form or flavor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cinnamon toast crunch is dope, yo.
Hell yeah.
I've been down with that shit since I was, like, mad young. Every once in a while, my girl and I would be going to the grocery store, and I see that shit, and I'll throw it in the basket, and she's like, for the kids. I'm like, fuck no, for me.
Yeah, that's how Ghetto G is when he sees Count Chocula.
Man, fuck that. That shit's gross.
What, you don't like Count Chocula? You got something against Count Chocula?
Man, I once knew this girl that looked like Count Chocula.
What the fuck?
Oh, what?
This girl looked like that fucking thing.
Yo, that's fucking scary as shit, man. You should have shot her in the face.
She was pretty fucking ugly.
She doesn't deserve to live, yo. That's not cool. You should have taken the box of Count. You should have taken the box of Count Chocula and just fucking smashed her in the face with it. Get some chocolatey goodness for your fucking face.
Chocolatey goodness, man. That reminds me of fucking Dane Cook or some shit. But yeah, man, like I said, man, a girl looked just like a damn thing. I was like, wow, that's fucking sick.
It turns out this dude actually dated her.
No, man, this dude, at the time that was my friend, he was trying to fuck her.
How could you do that? How could you look at that and be like, you look like Count Chocula. I'm going to bang you.
Well, I really don't think that anybody was thinking that but me.
You should have said something, you know? You don't just leave your dude hanging like that. Be like, hey, man, have you ever noticed a weird resemblance to her in Count Chocula from the Count Chocula cereal box? And then he's going to say, no, what? It now. I see it. And then he's going to dive into that chocolate goodness.
Is it just me, or has his phone been cutting out?
Yeah, somebody's
phone is
cutting
out,
dude.
It could be. My phone, I got the T-Mobile, so it runs off Wi-Fi in the house because I don't get very service in the house.
You run your phone off of Wi-Fi? That's interesting.
Yo, man, I got T-Mobile. T-Mobile does that. Yeah, like, say, like, you don't have very good cell service at your house, but you have Wi-Fi, you can run your phone through Wi-Fi and have perfect service all the time. Well, not always perfect service, depends on where your Wi-Fi service is. Like, I'm in my garage right now, where, obviously, I don't get that great of service with my Wi-Fi.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, my girl got one of these phones, and then... Like, I had a fucking crappy Virgin Mobile cell phone for the longest time, not getting any service at my house. And then I decided to get one of these, and then I realized, damn, I get texts way too much.
Yeah, whenever I had a phone, that's all I did to was text. I didn't call anybody.
Well, pretty much, like, with the music shit, that's how I do it. I call because it just makes it easier than fucking texting every little thing, especially because I'm always on the road and shit. So, like, fucking, it's easier than me texting and having to text out, like, a whole fucking book of what I have to say to somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Justin Mills. Him and his paragraphs.
Yeah, that's all I do fucking ever type to anybody's a paragraph.
And so if you ever have to tell me anything, you should probably just tell me here, because chances are I won't read your long-ass thing.
It's true. It's damn true.
Like I told him, I'm not reading all that shit. And then he got mad.
You know what I'll do is on my phone, I'll get the like the just the thing that comes through, and I scroll down my phone, and it'll tell me like the first, you know, couple, you know, words or whatever. I'll just read that, and it'll be like, get milk. So I'm like, all right, so I go to the store and I get milk, and it's like, why did you want me to get milk? I mean, what do you mean? And I actually open up the thing, and it's like, get milk, get this, get that, get this, get that. And I just tend to get that because, you know, most people send texts, it's usually pretty quick, so that's how it works.
Well, those are the type of messages you should probably read.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know. Well, you know. What can you do, right?
I don't know. Read the message.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm always driving. You think I don't have time to, like, sit there and look down for a good 5 or 6 seconds, man, because actually, you know, I'm in a fucking tree.
You're in a tree?
Well, you know what I mean. You look away from the road. You know, if you look away from the road, the text message too long, man. I did that once and almost hit a whole fucking like thing of deer once, and that was scary as hell.
Man, I almost smacked a deer before too, but it was their fault.
Yeah, it's always their fault. They run out in front of you. Fuck you, deer.
Time,
what are you doing?
I smacked a raccoon.
Did you get him good?
Yeah, man, I was going at least like 40 miles an hour, and I ran over its head, and I went back, and somehow it wasn't there no more.
Damn. Yeah, that's like
that was
super raccoon.
It just got up and fucking walked away.
That is, yeah, he just like, he was like, ah, that ain't shit, man. I'll see you guys later.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what's, well, you think about it, man, what the fuck is the raccoon doing in your road anyways?
Exactly.
You know, it's, you think about it, okay? I know animals, you know, they say they're not really that smart, but, you know, they know to adapt. So how come they haven't adapted to figure out to go find another way around, to go around the road with the fucking cars that go in 60 miles per hour that weigh, like, 1,500 pounds?
It's because animals are assholes.
Like, they're just like, oh, you know, here comes Bambi. He's going to skip out in front of you and fuck up your day. And then he's laughing at you while he's laying on your hood.
Yeah, like, you may take out one deer, but, like, that deer will cause a fucking 5-car pileup or something.
Right? You know, I've seen people that hit a deer, like a small little skipper, you know, that weighs, like, 100 pounds or, like, 80 pounds. And they fucking hit it, and it just completely just destroys the whole front end of a car. And then the fact that you get, like, hair and blood all over it, and then the blood dries on within, like, a couple hours. And so all the hair and shit stuck in the blood. So you have to, like, scrape that shit up, and you have to scratch your paint to get it out.
Like, what would happen if you smacked a deer in one of them small-ass cars?
Oh, a smart car?
Yeah, like one of them real small.
Well, I'll tell you what, I bet you won't feel smart for having that car after. That would be a dumb car then.
Like, your car would be totaled.
Especially if you hit a moose or something, man. A moose is like weighs more than one of the smart cars. A fucking moose is gonna come in, like, drop its antlers and just boom, done, stopped.
Yeah, man, them damn cars are tidy as a.
You know, I fucking, there's a dude that has one at work, and I walked up beside and I put my arms, and my arm span was longer than the car.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I probably wouldn't even be able to fit in one of them things.
I got a Saturn Voo, and it's like a small SUV, and I could barely fit in it.
You know, our question is, why the fuck did Triple H come out with two different themes?
What do you mean? Oh, that's right. You know, I noticed that tonight, too. And then the last one was Bow Down to the King, where the other one wasn't it, what's it called?
Yeah, Big Game.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was the point of that? You come out with one theme at the start of the show, and at the end of the show, you come out with another theme.
Well, he kind of went against himself with the whole Bow Down to the King thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much saying, don't fuck with me.
Yeah. But, he did the Big Show, that was funny as hell. He was just, like, fucking staring down Show, and Show was just, like, looking away the whole time.
Yeah, what was that? Why were they chanting for the Big Show? The Big Show ain't gonna help him. What the fuck?
Hell no.
give it some time. You know that there's going to be some kind of fucking team that's going to actually work together.
Well, for the Night of Champions, it's supposed to be Mark Henry and Big Show versus The Shield.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen there, don't you?
Shield's going to fucking lose.
I hope so, but, like, Triple H is going to get involved somehow, man. You know that.
I really don't like that Randy Orton is working with The Shield.
I think it's kind of lame.
Yeah, especially with, like, how many times the Shield should, like, fuck up things for Randy Orton, and that Orton fucking working with them? What the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I think they would have should have done this back when the so-called Paul Heyman hired The Shield. I think that they should have brought out that CM Punk was the leader of The Shield, because that would have made it a little more interesting.
Yeah, instead of irritating.
Yeah. Well, that was like when he took over Nexus, it was pretty badass.
No,
storylines were much better.
The Nexus was fucking terrible all around.
Well, it was kind of a stolen idea anyways.
So, Speedy, what's going on?
Considering I've been on the phone for almost 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Damn. You didn't say anything.
Yeah, you've been on mute the entire time?
Huh? What?
You've been on mute the entire time.
No, I just got muted, like, unmuted like 5 minutes ago, if that.
Look, anyway, what's going on?
Not much. Eating peanut butter.
Why is everybody eating peanut butter?
What?
Fucking Havoc's eating peanut butter, you're eating peanut butter?
No. I'm eating ice cream. Fuck that.
Man, you were talking
I'm
about
eating
peanut.
Crunchy peanut butter. He's eating ice cream.
Well, he was talking about peanut butter. Excuse me.
Yeah, I was talking about peanut butter crunch. Get up.
Which sounds freaking awesome right now.
I know, right?
You're pretty much eating it.
No.
We got random people again.
You gotta follow them up.
Yep.
I'm guessing I'm the only one not eating peanut butter then.
I'm guessing.
We'll get with you anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going with the peanut butter.
Ow, what the fuck? That was loud.
Yeah, that was my ear.
Right, I'm not the asshole now. You are whoever that was.
Really?
Yeah, Havoc's an asshole. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
An asshole. That's me.
You're an asshole. You are the mute of assholes.
Whatever.
Yeah, man, she got tagged in that picture. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was one of the ones that commented on the fucking picture.
Yeah, you said, ha ha.
Yeah, that's about it.
No, I said something else before that.
Nope.
Yep. Okay, then I said something else after that. I know it was before or after it.
I don't recall anything besides ha ha.
Oh, I said I'm not an a-hole.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You, have you called you an asshole for saying
so that. So was I the only one that probably,
now
like, announced that, like, he was down to be an asshole?
Do what?
You say, what?
Was I the only one that, like, was like, yeah, I'm an asshole?
Still didn't understand.
No, pretty much asshole. Everybody that got tagged in it agreed that they were assholes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't agree that I was an asshole.
Well, you know you're an asshole, so just agree now.
Nope.
All right, guys. Well, I'm about
bitch.
To bounce.
I'm proud of it.
All right, man.
Bye, homie.
Have fun in the tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Later.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Now it's up to you. Up to you, Mute, to hold the conversation.
Yeah, well, let's go find Quail Man.
All I'm doing is
Quail Man.
Wow, he's here already.
Who's here?
He said Quail Man, so I was like, oh, he's here already.
Who?
Who?
I'm gonna take a guess and say it. And say the Mute has never heard of Quail Man.
Nope.
Have you ever heard of Doug?
Doug.
Did
you just ask if I knew Doug? The only Doug I know is freaking awesome.
How about Patty Mayonnaise?
Nope.
Skeeter.
Huh? What?
How old are you?
I'll be 25.
You've never heard of Doug?
Depending on what Doug you're talking about.
It's a cartoon.
That's what I just asked.
Yeah, like back in the 90s.
The cartoon with the little blue puppy. Or purple puppy or whatever the fuck color he is.
Did she really just say that? Because I heard none of that.
So wait. So she's heard of the show, but she's never heard of Quail Man.
Yeah, man. Quail Man was off of that show.
Yeah.
It's been years since I've watched that.
Oh, come on. It doesn't just go away.
I have not watched that freaking show in over 4 or 5 years.
How about Rocco's Modern Life?
What?
Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, God.
Rocco's Modern
ever.
Life. Say the worst show ever.
Worst show ever.
What the fuck? What
are
you smoking?
Weed.
Well,
you asked.
It got you fucked up.
To do it tonight. I'm not gonna.
Do it tonight.
I'd be like 10 times more talkative than I am now.
Well, then maybe we should get you some fucking weed then.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm talking as much as I am tonight.
Yeah, what the fuck? You're definitely high.
Yeah.
I wish. I guess
you're
I'm
drunk.
High off this peanut butter I'm eating.
What the hell kind of peanut butter is it?
Crunchy.
It ain't crunchy, man. There's something else in there.
No, I'm just in a very talkative mood tonight because I'm trying to get other shit off my mind right now.
Wow, she's in a talkative mood. That never happens.
Yeah, I know, right?
Actually, I always am. It's just everybody else is talking and I just don't want to talk about what everybody else is talking about.
Ooh, excuse us. We don't ever talk about anything important, really.
Don't ever. Damn it.
Well, there you go, Ghetto. The next Comic Con, you should go dressed as Quail Man.
Quail Man. So, what the hell is that thing where it wears, like, a cape, a pair of underwear, and then, like, something on his head?
Yeah, that plus he has a big, giant Q on the top, like on his chest.
No, man, I'm gonna go there dressed as Cupid.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
And then get child abuse.
Yeah, man, that dude might try to drown me.
I don't even know sometimes that shit sometimes.
You don't know about drowning Cupid? I don't know how many people would.
Yeah. I don't even see how, exactly how that would work anyway, considering the fact, I mean, you try to add John, he'd just disappear anyways.
Oh, Havoc.
I mean, come on, last I knew, Cupid was a god, so technically.
A god?
Well, Cupid is the son of Aphrodite, so he's pretty much immortal. So, I don't see drowning him, killing him at all whatsoever. I wonder if Casket realizes he's still on the line with us.
Casket. We see you.
Yeah, you're not John Cena.
John Cena, yeah. You see what they're gonna do for it.
I don't know. What are you going to do for what?
Let's see what they're going to do for the next couple of months. They're going to have the whole Randy Orton storyline since John Cena's gone. But fucking mute over there decided to scream for some reason.
I didn't scream. I said, God damn it. And I said it quietly. Ha-ha.
Man, it was loud as hell to interrupt my saying something.
I can yell now.
Jeez, no need to get loud now.
Yeah, I can see it now.
What if I want to get loud?
Well, then get loud with somebody else.
Huh?
Nothing.
I want to get loud.
Then get loud, motherfucker. Get loud.
No comment.
No comment.
Nope,
why
no
don't,
comment.
Why don't you have a comment? Fucking have a comment.
Because I don't feel like commenting. Ha ha.
I don't feel like doing anything. It's
so freaking nice out here tonight.
Oh, good. Then you could sleep out there.
I'm tempted.
She would actually do it.
I would. I would sleep outside.
Wake up with like a million bug bites.
Yeah, I'll probably get bit by these little leaf bug things.
Yeah, man, I could see it now. When John Cena comes back from surgery, and all of a sudden, the feud would be between him and fucking Orton. So, all right, so it's up again.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, if Cena's got, Cena does have a rematch clause, and if
that depends on who's the champion.
Mm-hmm. That actually doesn't matter because either way. John Cena still has the rematch clause in his contract. So,
but I'm saying you said it would be against Orton. What happens if he loses the title?
Then it'll be with Daniel Bryan again.
What happens if he ain't the champion? Man, he got 4 to 6 months, man. A lot can happen in that time.
And he'll go fuck up Stephanie McMahon. There you go.
Stephanie McMahon. When the hell did she get all ripped?
I have no idea.
Like, they had some pictures of her doing some fucking Muscle magazine or some shit, and she's all ripped and shit. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, right?
She doesn't look that way when she's, like, in the ring and shit with, like, suits on and shit. Yeah, with clothes on.
I know, right? He's like, what the hell?
And on top of that, like, that picture, she had no boobs, but then when she's on TV, she has big-ass boobs. Like, She took half his advice. Took Havoc's advice of stuffing.
Yeah, she did.
That's like Speedy, she stuffs too.
What?
Fake old biddies.
Man, I should put that back up on what?
Fake old biddies.
You'll download that.
I don't have anything fake, sweetheart. I'm nowhere near fake.
Nothing's fake except that statement.
What?
What? Nothing.
Fine.
Big old titties.
Big old bitch.
It was the first day back to school. Cutting up the class, acting like a tool. Friends are rolling in.
I think she just threw up.
I think so too.
Wait, what happened about something about a song there?
That's gonna hurt.
Holy shit, dude. This show isn't even over yet, dude. I thought it was over.
What show?
What, JR?
Yeah. I thought this shit was over, because we were talking to that dude for quite a while. I thought it was over.
Man, when we had Mumbles up on here, I was fucking praying for the end fest.
No, not him. The other guy we were talking to. I thought that was a pretty long conversation, so I was just expecting it to be over 1 o'clock right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, at least with Cascade, you know, we got to understand what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, thank God for T-Mobile, I guess.
T-Mobile.
Yeah, thank God for T-Mobile, even though, yeah, shit cuts out like a motherfucker.
Well, that's what happens with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're just blaming on the mute here.
Yeah, blame everything on her.
Yeah, blame it all.
Blame it on her because she's white.
And Hispanic.
Man, you white.
I'm white and Hispanic.
Barely can tell that. You just look white.
What?
Somebody just leave it at that, man. Leave it at that.
Nope.
No.
I'm white.
Ooh. Ooh. See, even you just said you're white.
And Hispanic.
And white.
And white.
And Hispanic.
And Blanca. Blanco. Whatever the fuck. However you say fucking white in Spanish.
Blanca.
There you go. You're Blanca.
Whatever, man. Female, male, whatever the fuck. O-A.
Blanco, Blanca.
Blanca.
Sounds like fucking Street Fighter.
It really does.
Like, what the hell is that dude's name? Baraka. No, that's Mortal Kombat.
What
the hell is that dude's name?
Shit, Blanca. Bad,
his name was Blanca.
Yeah, something around there.
Man, I miss working.
Miss working?
Yeah.
Why aren't you working?
Man, I told you last week. Back problems. And they want me to come back.
You're still not back yet?
Dude, until I go to rehab to figure out what, like,
what the limitations of lifting is for me, they won't let me come back.
But listen, Daniel Bryan, stop saying no, 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 and fucking go.
I have no one.
Go to fucking rehab.
Yeah, but there again, they won't take you unless you have insurance.
So what the fuck does that mean? You're going to lose your job?
And I hope not.
Well, if you're unable to go to this damn shit and get what you need done to go bank, how long do you think that's going to last? You really think they're just going to keep you around?
Well, I'm hoping my insurance will kick in sometime this week, that I'll be able to go this week.
Well, you might want to check into that.
I plan on it. With some big old bitty. So, just for Speedy here, there you go.
It was the first day back to school, cutting up in class, acting like a tool. Friends were rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight.
Bummer.
I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9s or 10s? Hoping a few hotties had moved from other cities, and in walked a girl with big old bitties.
Woo!
I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize. Double D guarantee, I was checking the size. It's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. For Earth and Mars, having some fun. Wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point, I let my mind run and drifted off, thinking about them big old bitties.
Ha! Big ol' bitties.
Mount Fuji brought its twins.
Big ol' bitties.
Two felons in a shirt.
Big ol' bitties.
I put books in my lap.
Big ol' bitties.
Head bobbing as she walked.
Big ol' bitties.
Oh my god.
Big ol' bitties.
With test tubes, couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest.
Boo!
Wasn't paying attention, got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees.
Boo!
I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of breath getting redefined, I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head she responds,
"You're the bomb."
Feeling nervous, so I count to three.
I like your boobs, go to prom with me?
Ha! Big ol' bitties.
King Kong boobs.
Big ol' bitties.
We track the land.
Big ol' bitties.
I'm getting ready, stain on my shirt, mom's spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to cop a feel once we get to school. She said,
"No touching, that's the rule."
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and big old bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rain from the sky. Oh my god, you stuffed your shirt. Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt.
Oh, fake old bitties.
Wow.
Fake old bitties.
You're breaking my heart with.
Fake old bitties.
You're crushing my dreams with.
Fake old bitties.
I can't believe it.
Fake old bitties.
You really suck.
Fake old bitties.
I can't believe you would do that.
Fake old bitties.
Why would you do that? Wait, you just trying to get everyone's attention? Those aren't boobs. They're lies. Lies, I tell you.
But, you know, I'm still down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
And we're back. You know, I think that trick right there would be a perfect theme for Cameron.
What? Well, you stop watching that Total Divas show, you fucking weirdo.
Man, yo, like, seriously, yo, like, that chick fucking, like...
Man, like, fucking what episode?
She had fucking, fake silicone boobs with her. Like, and it's funny, because, like, she had one sewed into her fucking, like, one half of her fucking, outfit. And then the other half, because, since, you know, the Divas decided to take the other one, play a prank on her. She had to, like, she had to go out with fucking tissue stuffed down her shit.
Man, somebody posted a damn picture of, you know, Miley Cyrus looking like Cynthia and then Drake looking like a pack of five gum.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Lil' Kim looking like the lion.
Man, yo, fucking, yo, but yo, Iggy Azalea looks sexy as all fuck last night, though.
Yeah. Too bad her music's gonna turn to shit, though.
Man, I almost forgot about that.
Forgot about what?
A brand new Eminem track just dropped as of today.
I thought you said the 30th.
27th.
Hell yeah. See if we can go find it. Even though we only heard part of it last night.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
You remember during the Eminem commercial last night for the new album and for the beat shit?
Man, I didn't even listen to the damn music playing in it.
Yeah, that was actually part of the new track. If I can find it for fucking actual download. It actually might be up on Eminem's site. Let's find out. I don't feel like going to iTunes. The way I did it was it was perfectly fine. I'll get it off of... Ah, damn it, I can't get it off of iTunes. And what the fuck was that? Did somebody just sneeze, like, a fucking fart out of their ass or something like that?
Did you just say sneeze a fart out of their ass?
Yes.
That's not a sneeze, Mavic.
Hey, it could be.
That's a fart.
No, it was a sigh. Well, look at that.
Hey, look, somebody else used that same background that I just made a picture for.
What background? Sneeze a fart out their ass?
No, the... the Hetchy Man, Hetchy Girl, green and purple.
Damn.
Why do people got the stupidest fucking names for artists?
Because they're fucking retarded.
everybody.
Shut up.
There we go, musicwindow. .org.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck, what is that,
gassy,
nigga?
She's all gassy now.
Yeah. I was like, ah.
What the hell? There's pictures of fucking goat.
I don't want iTunes, though. This is a free download.
Man, who the fuck are these damn people?
I don't think anybody ever knows or ever will know.
Who the hell are these people on our like page, man?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
I don't know any of them. They always like and shit and whatnot. Like, who the fuck are you? Oh, these damn bitches in those stupid plastic glasses.
Yeah. Anywhere to put the glasses.
Probably does.
Judy, do you wear plastic glasses?
Do what?
Do you wear plastic glasses?
I don't wear glasses, period.
I don't mean necessarily that you have to wear them. But do you wear them?
I don't wear glasses. I don't wear any kind of glasses.
Really? Does this say how many leads like a juggalo that can cook and it says with garlic bread? How do you just go and tag garlic bread?
This is a fucking download, not iTunes version.
The hell, this person's worried about contacts and they're fucking pregnant.
No.
Like, where can I buy some colored contacts, man? You're fucking pregnant, man. Worry about that.
They don't know how to worry about shit like that.
What?
They don't know how to worry about shit like that. Don't you notice? The first thing that comes out, the first thing they worry about is color contacts.
Duh. Like Speedy.
Hmm.
Yes, she agreed.
What?
I had it put down. So what were you saying? I had the freaking phone put down.
You said you worry about colored contacts while pregnant.
What about being pregnant?
Never mind, they're Speedy. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
try your best, but you don't worry about it. Hey, I've been to this site already. Sweet. Don't worry, get off. I'll send the track your way.
Okay, then.
The downloads. What I do is that. Drop my ice cream.
No more ice cream.
Yeah. All ice cream.
No.
Hey, chocolate chip and cookie dough.
No. So did you enjoy AJ's promo?
Oh, I loved it.
Or should I say her pipe bomb?
Was she CM Punk down?
Well, I mean, coming out there and talking all that shit like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you got a good point, though. That was one hell of a pipe bomb.
Well, I'm saying it wasn't, like, anything extreme, but, you know, coming out and talking shit. And what the hell is the deal with this JoJo chick? Is she going to be a diva? Or is she going to be, like, a ring announcer? What the fuck they going to do with her?
I don't even know what the hell they're going to do with her. Oh, look. Rebel Gator dropped a pipe bomb.
About what?
He said, I can promise you one thing. If these likes and comments don't start increasing, I'm not dropping shit. LOL.
Man, he acts like he doesn't get, like, a lot of comments and shit. Since you saw that, is there any word on his fucking CD that he's supposed to put out?
I know. Apparently that's apparently toward to the CD.
Yeah, them people bullshit too much.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they bullshit way too fucking much, and they take forever.
I think it's funny how fucking Erica Frost that stole the words right out of your mouth.
Why? What'd she say?
She commented on that shit saying, everybody drops shit out their asses every day, so quit your bullshitting.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently he's trying to decide on if he should get redemption. Oh, okay. He's debating if he should something dot drop Redemption tomorrow or drop Hitman 3 September 1st for free.
Well, for the past, like, 2 months, he's been talking about this shit. So, I think it's about time to, you know, put something on.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. Don't just sit there saying to me, like, oh, should I drop something for free, or should I just wait a little while longer and make people wait and piss people off?
Yeah. Like that greatest hits thing that they all put together. Took like 2.5 months to receive it.
Something to get away already, man.
I see.
Oh, man, I think it's safe to say I think fucking Becky G's going to end up killing her career a little earlier than expected.
And why is that?
She did a track with Pitbull.
What the fuck?
Yep. It's called Can't Get Enough featuring Pitbull. Pitbull sucks, so why the hell would you even want to work with him?
Speedy.
What? Yeah, I can't really ask Speedy much since, you know, she's not paying attention as much as she used to.
Damn it, Speedy.
What?
She's the mute version of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I guess.
Oh, I was one time we asked her something, we get, what? What? What?
What?
I was right, fucking Cupid is a god. I forgot. It's a little shocking enough, I was actually right about that.
See, you weren't even sure if you were right.
Yeah, he's the god of desire, erotic love, attraction, and affection.
No.
He's the son of Venus, a.k.a. Aphrodite.
Talk about Speedy.
I'm just tired and stressed out.
You weren't tired earlier. You were talking like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like, thinking about that little shit again.
You gotta take a shit again.
Well, so stop taking shit.
I said I started thinking about other shit. That's why.
Stop thinking about shit.
Yeah.
I wish.
If I only had a brain. You will put this or copy to my fucking PS3.
Ooh.
Well, I tried to copy. It's like a psychopathic folder, but it said error. Cannot do. Please shorten your shit. No, wait. I gotta make sure. How much is there a fucking Isham? Probably way too much. Yep. Speedy, tell us a story.
Do what?
Tell us a story.
Yeah.
Considering I don't have a story. Okay.
Oh, make some shit up. Like, long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, Juggler Reverie used to be cool and have a shit little fucking listeners.
Dan, I was gonna be Star Wars.
And all of a sudden we brought in the evil PK Boba Fett.
Was he trying to kill Han Solo?
Oh, he managed to kill Juggler Rider Radio since, you know, when we brought him in, everybody stopped coming to the show.
What are you talking about, man? He was very exciting.
Oh, yeah. He was so exciting. We had invisible listeners.
To be honest, he didn't bring anybody here.
Yeah, I know, right? He never fucking
like,
promoted.
At all.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I think the only time we had anybody fucking tune in or call in when he was here with that dumbass fucking, you know, that told us about his trek. Insta, he with the hot girls.
Man, that dude wasn't even supposed to be here. He just saw the number and called.
Exactly my point. And now, SB.
Damn it, PK.
Man, every time I say that, man, I think of fucking pre-kindergarten or something.
That's probably what it stands for.
That is what it stands for.
So, in other words, his rap name wasn't a psycho killer. It was pre-kindergarten.
It was pre-K, yeah. The wheels of the bus go round and round.
Wake up.
What? What the hell was that?
That was my ass talking to Speedy.
Well, how do you feel about this, Speedy?
Older.
You did. Somebody call an ambulance.
Seriously,
somebody
should. Killing yourself.
Apparently. She fell asleep.
Speedy.
Speedy. Did that wake you up? Oh. Guess what the tracks are different.
What? Silence?
I'm pretty sure she's got that covered already. Something random here on my YouTube.
Wake up, Speedy!
I'm naked by the end of this song.
Okay, fine. I don't want to be evil. No. Fuck you, evil. Fuck your Vivo.
Vivo?
Yeah, something put on YouTube. She wore butt pads in her in that fucking video of hers.
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
In what video?
Can't stop when she's trying to twerk.
Man, she had no ass there either. What are you talking about?
The only time she really had an ass was when she bent over, and I swear she had a fucking ass pad on that shit. She had no ass. She had no tits. She had no tits in the video either.
Well, you could bring up that video to the second gen that we know, because apparently I think she thinks it's hot that Miley Cyrus is making out with a Barbie doll or whatever.
Which other gen? The Flower Child?
No, the other one.
Which one?
There's only two.
They got like a shitload of gins on my page.
Man, ones that we both would know.
You mean that Jennifer Nicole chick?
Yes, her.
Well, I'm best in the saying, Miley Cyrus has no ass. She should not twerk.
Well, hopefully she'll either answer you real quick or you'll get a reply in about 3 days. If that.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Now, Selena Gomez, on the other hand, she could twerk all she wants to me.
Yeah, right. I want to see her try to twerk. That'd be pretty funny.
Bad, more or less, she could probably twerk a hell of a lot better than Miley Cyrus.
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, she is Latina.
She's got to have some type of, you know, ass-shaking ability.
Exactly.
And if not, man, you can always pull up a video on YouTube and learn how to do it.
Yeah, it's true. And see, though, they should have had her perform fucking last round of VMAs. Yeah, they had all the fucking retards up on there. Oh, look.
Pretty much.
Left.
Who left?
Speedy.
Damn you, Speedy.
I mean, come on, man. It started with fucking Austin Mahone. Well, yeah.
Dude, that dude did not sing at all.
No.
Except for that one little part that when he came on the stage right there, he sang. The whole time he didn't sing at all, though. And then they cut to the other girl there.
Ariana Grande.
And she was actually singing, though.
Yeah. I think Ariana Grande's performance was actually the best performance of the night.
It wasn't even much of a performance, but, like, she seemed really excited to be singing there, though. So she had fun with it.
Hell yeah.
Man, she gotta be like a big crackhead or something, man. She's always way too excited about things.
Man, I just think that's just how she is.
I don't know, man. Nobody could be that happy all the time.
Well, she is, anyways. Hey, I mean, at least she's fucking... At least she's legal, too.
Oh, relax.
20.
Huh?
I said she's 20 years old. She's... Actually, she's... A couple months ago.
Well, today is the official release of Son of Sam.
You know, we already have it.
Yes.
But, apparently,
just when you thought the Miz couldn't get any gayer, he came out dressed as Fandango. But anyway, what?
Yeah, no, really. Like, he jumped in hit that closet real quick.
At least Rosa Mendez is back, I guess.
Yeah, she came out with the Miz.
Yeah.
Who won that match anyway?
The Miz and Cody Rhodes.
Okay. Yeah, good one. Brad Maddox came out and said,
it's going to be a tag match like fucking Tae Young does.
He's like, you know what's going to happen here, and if you don't, man, it's going to be you two versus you two. Well, there you go. Now we could finally watch this movie because it's going to come out on DVD today.
What movie?
Pain and Gain.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. But, I mean, fucking Brad Maddox could have at least made that match a hell of a lot more interesting. You know, make it like a six-man tag match. Fandango and Amy Sandel with Summer Rae versus The Miz, Cody Rhodes, and Rosa Mendez.
Hell yeah.
But no. Brad Maddox prefers the ones with the sausage fest.
What a what?
I said Brad Maddox prefers the ones with the sausage fest.
I guess so. Kind of like all these groups online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, job supplement your. Need a job to supplement your income or replace something or another there. What the fuck is this bitch is talking about here? Here we go. Need a job to supplement your income or replace your current job. Must be 18 with computer and internet. It does require you to work in order to get paid. Send me a friend request to start today. Now, no sales fees or telemarketing. I swear, bitch, if that means you want someone to come over your goddamn fucking chat line, I'm gonna stab you.
Nah. Stab him.
Let's see. Fucking thing I think got fucking hacked or something.
So, Havoc, did you enjoy the promo about Sister Abigail?
Oh, sure.
Do you know what he's talking about?
AJ?
Why would he be talking about AJ?
I have no clue.
Nah, he was talking about his finishing move.
Oh. So I'm trying to figure why he called it to Abigail for.
I don't know. But that's what he was talking about, though.
Fucking sausage fest over there.
Like, what happened that whole thing that Triple H and Randy Orton, did they just come out and talk the whole time? Is that all it was?
Well, yeah. Then, of course, you know, he brought a car for fucking Orton. And then Daniel Bryan came out and started talking. On, Randy Orton and a pretty, Randy Orton a pretty man.
Pretty Orton.
Of course, he said the whole gauntlet match that just was retarded.
Yeah. But Daniel Bryan won all three matches, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, one was, he actually won, and two was through, like, disqualification.
Yeah, disqualified, then disqualified.
Like, no.
Come on, you knew that was going to happen, though.
Of course.
You really think they're going to make it to the end and actually have Roman Reigns wrestle when he has one move?
No. Oh, yeah, then of course you had Rob Van Dam versus Del Rio.
No, man, I saw that. Man, I'm talking about right after the Triple H Randy Orton thing.
Yeah, they had a match with Cody Rhodes versus Fandango.
Really? That was the first match?
Yes, and then it turned into a tag match.
So all that missed was fucking Triple H and Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan talking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because as soon as I turned it on, I saw fucking The Miz walking down dressed like Fandango. I was like, what the fuck? This is Fandango.
Like, I swear, fucking JBO can never ever remember her name. He just calls her Mrs. Fandango.
Yeah.
As if they're fucking married. How fucking keen that she has kids.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just see it now. Eat your vegetables or I will tombstone you. Go to bed or I will chokeslam you to bed. Because I am the devil's favorite demon. Come on, man.
Man, he's probably the other side of Kane with his kids. Big hug.
Oh, God. Big gay hug, just like I gave your father from another marriage, Daniel Bryan. And that entire fucking thing was fucking Paul Heyman and CM Punk was gay as all hell. I loved you. I fathered you.
Yeah, what the fuck was that shit?
And the entire time he's yelling at him while beating him with a fucking Singapore cane.
Yeah, that's what crazy people do.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
Made me do this to you. You! You fucking bitch!
But I think it's funny how, throughout Kane's fucking entire career, he's only had three valets. Throughout Kane's career, he's only had three valets.
Um, Meaning what?
Like, China, Corey, and Lita. The only ones that, you know, that the only three chicks that he's ever had in his corner.
Oh. Valet, is that really what they call them?
Yeah, the female managers for a wrestler are known as valets.
Man, you say that, man, I think somebody that parks my car.
Well, we can try to get a lead of the parking car.
Like, I'll let anybody park my car except Shea, Mr. Roberto Del Rio.
All right, smart move.
He'll take it to the fucking Alamo.
Yeah, yeah, return with a little puke.
Yeah.
And apparently, Corey was a fucking black ninja.
What?
Come on, man. You remember Corey, like, you know, the one that was like was part of like DX and shit. Like, had like fused with
But what
Cable.
Do you mean she's a black ninja?
He was the black ninja.
What black ninja?
Okay, do you remember in back in 2001, like when like you know like when a masked figure like you know in a black bodysuit had fucking Raven keep his hardcore title?
No.
Well, that was her. Yeah.
How could you be tired?
I'm not. The fucking heat's just killing me in my room.
Well, that explains why you were awake at fucking 5 o'clock this morning, yesterday.
Yeah, come on, man. I was watching all that.
Clearly.
But, you know, it's not the original all that, though.
Okay, then. Why do people keep liking this other page, man?
I don't know.
Did you ever like my like page, the G Spot?
I think so, like a long while back.
People keep liking it. Like, I don't even promote it or anything.
Because it's called a G Spot.
It's just a bunch of, like, half naked bitches.
Exactly.
People keep liking it and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Probably get more likes on this than the Juggler Rider Radio like page.
It's funny how there's like a shitload of fucking pages for the G Spot.
I never noticed any other ones.
You got the G Spot in fucking Queensland, Australia. The G Spot in Glendale, Arizona. The G Spot at Gloria's Lounge, Lafayette, Louisiana. G-Spot, open group.
Open group. How about that?
There's like a shitload of fucking G-Spots in this thing, on this fucking, on Facebook nowadays. Alright, here we go. The G-Spot, closed group. G-Spot, closed group, open group, closed group, closed group.
Jeez.
You got
Bobby. Does that one group still exist? Where all those bitches that complain about half-naked bitches post nude photos of themselves? That group still exists?
Yeah, so you mean the Respect Squad?
Well, these are different, you know, people.
Or is that? No, I don't know what they are.
You know that one group where fucking found that nude photo of, like, Miss Keesa and shit?
Oh, I don't even know if that's still around.
Where they kicked me out because I was promoting for J.R. or whatever the hell I did.
Oh, yeah, that, I don't even know. I haven't been a part of them for a long ass time.
Yeah, because I was in there looking through all the nude photos of these bitches that complain about half-naked girls everywhere else.
Yeah, man, fucking all that's not the same anymore, man. They changed it up a hell of a lot.
What is it, like, new shit?
Nah, it's like... Okay, remember how, like, back in the day, like, with all that, like, after, like, you know, like, so many skits that they did, they would have, like, you know, fucking, like, a music act or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut the music act, and now it's all just skits.
Huh. Well, I guess they ran out of people.
I mean, come on, you know, they could. I mean, they could at least fucking, you know, go with the old band, like shit that they had, like, you know, Backstreet Boys, TLC.
They had Backstreet Boys on there.
Yeah, it was during like one of the newer episodes.
I remember like TLC, but yeah. But
I mean, come on, is it really that hard for them to do that? It's, you know, keep the shit original.
Don't change it up, you motherfucking faggot.
Original.
Or
I don't know why they would change it.
Oh, they did. They fucking completely cut out the fucking music act. They just left the fucking. All they did was leave the fucking skits. So horrible. Go Power Rangers. Mon. Ozzy Osbourne, born.
What are you saying?
I said Ozzy Osbourne. Oh.
Ozzy
Man,
Bourne, huh?
Yeah. Ozzy Bourne.
Must be somebody new.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like the original Ozzy Osbourne.
Just like TLC doesn't sound like the original Ozzy Osbourne.
Nah, man.
That's what you definitely just said.
I said he doesn't stutter like the original Ozzy Osbourne. I didn't see anything about TLC.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes.
Bad, I would have got you.
You almost got me. On what?
Because of the fact you almost said yes. I did.
No, I was just going to break into a yes, yes, yes chant.
Hey, Daniel Bryan.
Who would have thought that the poll the other day, I would be voting for Daniel Bryan for the face of the WWE?
Yeah, who would have thought that?
Well, there wasn't very many options. So I wanted to see something new. I didn't want to see Randy Orton again, or CM Punk, or even Vince McMahon.
Oh, you got Randy Orton.
No, I'm saying there's a pull going on, man, after Randy Orton was already the face.
I didn't even know there was a pull for that shit.
Yeah. John Cena was first, and then, like, CM Punk was second, and then Daniel Bryan was third with the on the votes.
Damn.
Yeah. CM Punk had, like, 30-something percentage. Daniel Bryan had, like, 23%. Vince McMahon had, like, 1%.
Randy Orton had, like, 0%.
I don't even know what the fuck it was. I think Del Rio was on the list, too. And, like, Triple H.
Well, Triple H doesn't need to be a fucking face of the company. What the hell?
And Triple H is on there, and Vince McMahon's on there.
Exactly.
Neither one of them should be there.
Exactly. Get rid of them. Kill them.
You can make Zack Ryder the face of the company.
No, we don't need to go that far now.
Something different, man. Tired of this same old shit.
Yeah, but Zack Ryder?
Spice it up, man. Spice it up. You know, don't you ever do some fucking crazy shit on your video game? Like, make some fucking random person win?
Sometimes, you.
That's what they need to do in the actual business.